It's a way of getting them, ma'am, not of cooking them. And there was a legendary personage there, a woman who ran that place with an iron grip. She was a capacious lady. I say capacious. Yes. By that I mean that she looked like a Chippendale bureau with the top drawer pulled out. Capacious, you know. And I wrote a song about her. Everybody wrote songs about her. But I had to use a pseudonym. I called her Mama Blue. I had to do that because her old man was a mama's boy with a petty and a vindictive streak, a lifer at Rayford Penitentiary. And whenever the female relatives would gang together and send him a few cartons of Chesterfields, he'd raffle off half of them and let out a contract on her from behind the walls of the slammer. So I called her Mama Blue. But dear people, those were ancient times. And now I can divulge her name, for she and he have both been remanded to the firmament, where their acrimony lights the horizon. So I can say at last, this is for you, Helen. Ah, Helen, Helen, the face that launched 1,000 trucks. And I thank you so very much for this memorable time at the Florida Folk Festival.
The cool Kissimmee River near the Okeechobee Slough lies the town of Yeehaw Junction. That's the home of Mama Blue. She pulled down the pike from Keenansville on the prod from Holapaw. Well, they straddle a big bull gator and a standing off the law. Mama Blue, Mama Blue, you pixie, you. Hear the lonely native speculate, she's a saintly shooting star. She's passing primly down the pike with her fireflies in a jar. You can catch her of an evening by the Collier County Mail, in the Chokoloskee Township by the Tamiami Trail. Mama Blue, Mama Blue, you pixie, you. With his 29 miles of coffee and my big rig flying high, pulling bulldog double O, riding soaring on the sky, I'll meet my lily of the crossroads at the Desert Inn Cafe. To see her shuck her roughhouse, boy, she's a lady every way. Look out, Mama. The cool Kissimmee River near the Okeechobee Slough lies the town of Yeehaw Junction. That's the home of Mama Blue. She pulled down the pike from Keenansville on the prod from Holapaw, riding a big bull gator and a standing off the law. Mama Blue, Mama Blue, you pixie, you.
Look out there, Mama. Ride that alligator.
Alligator making tracks, quick stepping.
Thank you.
Well, I was hoping you'd do that. Oh, now, come on. Well, now. Well, I'll tell you what, I'll do a medley. Tell you what I'd like to do, I wouldn't have worked. Well, here's what we'll do. It is often my privilege as a 20th century troubadour to travel abroad over the width and the breadth of this grand and glorious, this bountiful, beautiful, I'm so proud to say, no longer bicentennial land of ours. It is often my privilege to visit north of the Mason-Dixon line, where I'm proud to say I'm always well received by my Yankee brethren. Every now and then, some slack-jawed bimbo will come up. You say, "Bub, you're from down there, ain't you?" I say, "You got that right, Ace." He say, "Bub, tell me now, have you got anything to do down there for laughs?" We got lots to do for laughs where I come from. I was brought up in Ocklawaha County, Florida. Once a year, everybody in Snipes Ford would turn out to watch the police department paint the white line down the center of the road. Pretty complicated. It was a dirt road. We had a hard freeze in Ocklawaha. My whole end of the county turned out to watch the volunteer fire department chop the dogs off the fire plugs. But by far the most exciting event I ever witnessed as a southerner in the great Southland was when I witnessed with my very own eyes a phenomenon of modern times, the honey dipper. Possibly this bears a modicum of explanation. You'll see them glistening in plasticine enfilade, little truncated obelisks, each with a pyramidal roof, each with a private door, a door unrelieved by even so much as the traditional half-moon motif. A door upon which is emblazoned instead a racy commercial vulgarism such as Johnny on the Spot. And these, ladies and gentlemen, are the portalettes of America, scourge of the rock and roll celebration, truly a symbol of life and living in the 20th century. Now, most of you are no doubt thinking, just as I did, that when the portalette contractor wins the bid and places the portalette on the construction job site, that his work is done. But no, this is just when his job begins. And this is where the honey dipper comes into play. Behold the honey dipper, a monstrous flatbed truck upon which is placed a crane with a lofty boom, a crane actuated by an abject drunkard, a man with the cerebral propensity of a lobotomized angleworm. Penrod. And when the honey dipper would plow forth through the streets of our little village, all the good old boys and the good old girls come coursing out of doors and go coursing ever afterward in the wake of the honey dipper, cheering the operator on the newer and greater exploits of aerial derring do. On this day of days, Penrod pulled up before the Bon Voyage condominium under reconstruction with a portalette glistening grail-like at every station. He had a prefatory draft of brew, placed the bottle down with solemnity, and expertly wafted the primary portalette down to the bed of the honey dipper, where it was summarily refreshed and returned to its prior situation. The second, the third, the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, it was a ho-hum, hum-drum affair. The crowd below was becoming restless. They had not been given that for which they hungered, that for which their hearts and souls cried out. Fulfillment, excitement, boogie fever. They were fulfilled at the tenth station. Penrod, his brain riddled with alcoholic fulminations reminding him of his days as a great stunt pilot, flung the 10th portalette down in a majestic loop, the loop. The crowd was up, a cheering animal satisfied. He flung the 17th portalette down in the most dazzling array of aerial arabesques ever witnessed in Florida. Lazy eights, loop the loops, barrel house rolls, a hammerhead stall, a perfect one-point landing. And at precisely the moment of impact, the door to the ultimate portalette was seen to come ajar, and a chalk-faced construction worker in a hard hat with a Playboy magazine over his knees fell out in a dead faint. I get downright tired of people asking me if we got anything to do down home for laughs. Thank you very much, and good night.
Aren't you glad you came tonight? Oh, it's been a great evening. And just think, this is just Friday. And tomorrow, it'll just get better and better. Better than syrup to sop. The program will begin at 10 o'clock promptly. There'll be another one at 1. And then a surprise headliner for big old Saturday night. So stay with us. Check into a motel or bed down behind a tree or something and enjoy the show. And this, oh, just more than this stage. We have 3 stages going at once. And remember that we're focusing attention on Maritime Florida. So come and enjoy it all with us. And until then, I bid you good night.